The Apostle Paul writes, "As you await for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will strengthen you to the end. He will strengthen you to the end." I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is always winter and never Christmas. In an opinion piece in last Sunday's New York Times that begins, "Graham, are you sad?" Peggy Waymire picked up on the feelings of loneliness and isolation that many of us faced this Thanksgiving. She drew on imagery by the great Anglican literary luminary C.S. Lewis to describe our period as an extended winter. We are in an extended winter. Everything is at a standstill. On an emotional and deeply spiritual level, there is a deep, unfathomable sadness, a profound sense of loss, a sense of exile from what is normal and what gives us meaning in life. We are exiled from social interaction on an embodied level, exiled from religious life. Many children exiled from genuine interaction with schoolmates and their teachers, grandparents and grandchildren in exile from each other, parents and children fearful that any sort of physical proximity could be fatal. In the midst of this emotional, social, physical, and religious exile, exhaustion has begun to creep in. The terms Zoom fatigue and Zoombies have made its way to our common parlance. For many, this exhaustion is the extended winter where we cannot bask in the warmth of the sun. Throughout C.S. Lewis's work, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is a phrase uttered in various forms. In Narnia, it is always winter and never Christmas. That story, if you recall, centers around four English school children exiled from London during World War II who stay in the manor house of a professor. They stumble through a wardrobe into a magical kingdom of Narnia. Narnia is held in the power of the White Witch, whose evil spell has frozen the land so that it is always winter and never Christmas. In that land, the children are embraced by the talking animals, the good Narnians who resist the evil witch's ways and await the return of Aslan, the great lion, who is their rightful ruler. Unfortunately, Aslan's presence and leadership has not been felt, so much so that some have even doubted his very existence. Thus the Narnians refrain, "It is always winter in Narnia." Waymire states that what many are experiencing is a sense of deep loss. She writes, "As COVID-19 cases climb to record levels and county officials warn the vulnerable among us to shelter in place, many of us feel as if we're living in the cursed kingdom of Narnia." Exile is the experience of winter, whether in Narnia, in the lives of the community in the first lesson, Psalm, the Gospel, or in our lives today. Our first lesson is the lament of a community in exile. Their city has been ransacked, their nation destroyed, people are in disarray. There is a feeling of despair. They cry to God, You have hidden your face from us. The psalm petitions God to come help them in their exile. The melody in a distinctly minor key sings, O Lord, how long will you be angry? How long will you feed us with the bread of tears or make us drink from the cup of tears and derision? For the community of the faithful who were forcibly taken to Babylon, longing for a vision of God, it felt that it is always winter and never Christmas. In the gospel today, Mark reflects on the words of Jesus and the events of his time, painting a picture of the destruction of the temple by the Romans. With creativity, he paints another picture, a picture of the people's past, replete with image from the book of Daniel and 1 Enoch. Remembering the sacrilege of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, when an image of Zeus was placed more than 230 years prior to his scripting the gospel, Mark fears. He fears a form of sacrilege where the image of the Emperor Caligula will be erected in that sacred space. While that would not come to fruition, that temple, the center of religious and cultural identity for the Jews and Jewish Christians, would one day be destroyed. The destruction of the temple and the triumph of the Roman Empire set a course of history where for more than 1,800 years a people were sent into forced exile or diaspora throughout the world. Amidst persecution and death, it felt that it was always winter and never Christmas. All of these narratives contribute to our collective faith story, where we are assured that life never ends, even in the midst of a long winter. This year, Advent, as the metaphorical winter, takes on a deeper meaning. It is a season where all lie still. A time where we, along with the psalmist, offer our refrain, show us the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Beloved, we will get through this with God's help. The history of Christianity is replete with stories of struggle and perseverance. While we, like many Narnians, feel that we are alone in this journey, the good news is that just as the curse in Narnia was broken, Advent points us to the deeply mystical reality of the incarnation of Jesus, the morning sun that dispels the darkness. Just as the Narnians were never alone, we journey into this world never alone, but surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who testify to the fact that winter will end and Christmas will bring hope. As Lewis beautifully reveals, Narnia did have a Christmas and a spring. A new reign of righteousness dawned with victory over darkness. Those exiles returned to their lands and leapt with joy. Such joy is the experience of hope. Perhaps the hope described by Thomas Aquinas, who wrote, Light of lights, all gloom dispelling, Thou didst come to make thy dwelling here within our world of sight. Lord, in pity and in power, Thou didst come on this our darkest hour. If you feel like you are in the situation where it is always winter and never Christmas, let me encourage you to grasp on to the hope of incarnation and resurrection. May this prayer be a source of comfort and strength as we face this prayer together. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, be present with us for winter is at hand and the days are dark. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may experience you in the midst of what seems bleak. Enliven our hearts with the hope of new birth and life nurtured by the radiance of thy eternal Son. Amen.